order of the floor. Will you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athus.
Here.
Trustee Dennis Barsima. Vice Chair John Butler.
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero. Trustee Tim Moore.
Here.
Trustee Leland Strom. Trustee Eric Watzowitz.
Here.
Board Chair Montel Gales.
Here. Mr. Chair, will you please confirm that the appropriate notice of the meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Morning, Mr. Chair. You have a quorum present. An appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. May I have a motion to approve the agenda as proposed?
So moved, Watzowitz.
Second, Athus.
Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Now, may I have a motion to amend that motion in order to approve a consent agenda as follows. Items, action items 8A1 through 8A7.
So moved, Watzowitz.
Is there a second?
Second, Moore.
Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Again, the motion carries. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the full meeting of the Board of Trustees on March 21st, 2024.
So moved, Athus.
Second, Butler.
Again, any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed? Again, the motion carries. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the special meeting of the Board of Trustees on May 9th, 2024.
So moved, Watzowitz.
Second, Moore.
Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Again, the motion carries. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the special meeting of the Board of Trustees on May 28th, 2024. That's a lot of special schedule. is there a motion?
So moved, Moore.
Is there a second?
Second, Butler.
Again, any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. I want to welcome the University Advisory Committee, the UAC, representatives present today. The current UAC representatives are Felicia Bohannon, Benjamin Creed, Greg Kripe, Larissa Garcia, Natasha Johnson, Karen Wedke. Do you have any comments?
We just have one. I want to say that we appreciate that the President and the Board of Trustees has developed a plan to provide salary increases for non-representative staff for fiscal year 25 in a budget-constrained environment. Thank you.
Any other comments? Well, this is an opportunity for me to give some comments as well. You all don't know, but behind the scenes, we oftentimes commend folks for good performance and the positive news that they bring back to the campus, et cetera. Well, I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge the Rockford Promise recognition that the university has received over these last few weeks. I don't know if any of you had an opportunity to read the NIU Today. I get these and I try to thumb through them and see what good things come out of these documents. And I want to tell you, this is a big deal. You know, a lot of folks don't know about this program, but this is a big deal. When I was growing up as a child, I was often told, Montel, go someplace where you're celebrated, right? And this is one of those celebrated programs where we've entered into a collaboration with the Rockford government, Rockford City government, Rockford Schools, and I think it's really a great template that we could use across many regions of our state. And why do I say that it's going someplace where you're celebrated? Well, we lose so many young people outside of our state to these foreign schools, and we're far better than them, far better. But we have to give kids an incentive to want to stay. And the fact that this program provides free tuition and it eliminates fees for kids to get a good college education, that's giving them an incentive to stay here in Illinois. So this is a great program, and I want to recognize, I know Saul accepted the award for NIU on our behalf, but fantastic honor, fantastic, because it's something that we've all joined together as a campus to push forward. So again, I want to give that recognition.
I'll just say thank you, Trustee Gales. Vice President Jensen is at a professional development meeting today. He certainly took the lead on building this program, but there were many, many other people involved. Vice President Katronis made sure that we were embedded with great relationships in the Rockford community for years, and so many people on campus have made sure that these students get what they need academically, socially. So, you know, it's a model program on multiple levels. As you read in the articles, the retention rates and the graduation rates for these students have no equity gaps. It is a model of what you can do, as you say, when you celebrate That's students right. and you make them feel wanted and valued, and yes. you start saying, this is where you're going and this is what you can do, and we're looking forward to replicating it yes. In many other contexts, and we're very, very proud of the recognition. Thank you for recognizing yes. us.
Yeah. And this is High Cotton. We were one of four that were awarded, so we've got Indiana University Online, Harvard Division of Continuing Education, and the University of Texas in San Antonio. So that's a great award. Oh, let's see. We recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and the Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address the board with our parliamentarian. Mr. Perry, have we received any timely request to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, we have two requests this morning. The first is from Mary O'Shana. They don't appear to be in the audience. And the next public comment is from Dan Porter.
Good morning, everybody. And again, I'll be very brief. I do apologize for my attire. I'm just here on a school teacher's pay. At any rate, I'd like to begin by sending a shout out to President Freeman for showing up to Tugs this spring. I think I can speak for the Greeks that it really meant the world. It was a lot of fun. And to float a few ideas that I've been thinking about as a school teacher and as an NIU alum, every year I have a representative from Universal Technical Institute come into my classroom to recruit new students for the school. And one thing that just keeps running through my mind is what I think would be a great move for the university is to develop some kind of trades program. Offer the students a two-year associate's degree in building trades. You cannot find a place where you can get training in building trades. You have to get what's called an apprenticeship. It's very difficult, and for somebody who has a job, it's next to impossible. Plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. There is a huge market for this stuff right now. And one of the things I keep hearing from my students is, well, the reason why they're not committing to college after high school is, of course, because of the price. You guys, I can't emphasize this enough. We have to find a way to give younger people a break at the bursar's office if we want them to come here and register for classes. It could, because they are petrified of student loans, and if we can keep a student and public friendly environment here and we can give them something that they can see will be meaningful if they commit to NIU after they graduate, it's going to give them a paycheck, and then they will come here and they will register. And the third thing, of course, is I don't know where the cuts are going to come from, but we've got to give them a break on price. Something that's affordable, something that they can do. I heard through the grapevine that one of my former students was dumpster diving, and that's really not a great thing for a teacher to hear, because I compel all of my students to commit to college after high school the way I did. I mean, because it was the world to me. And one thing, another good idea I think we should do is we should have representatives from the different student organizations go out to the high schools and recruit new students for NIU, because the younger demographic, we all know, is shrinking, okay? It's dwindling away, and I'm worried about the welfare of this institution within the next 15 to 20 years with the way that things are going to be and the cost of higher education. So it's something to consider. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your comments. I want to move.
Montel might want to add something here, is that at Tubbs, Trustee Butler was there. Trustee Moore was there as well. And I was there. It's good stuff.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Excellent. 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 I was there, but next time I'll be there.
Yeah. His team won, and he was actually doing it. So. Yeah.
Well, I expect him to have the energy to do it, but I expected him to be there. Very good. Very good. We're going to move on to agenda item number 7, reports of board committees and board liaisons. The reports of the board committees and board liaisons can be found under agenda item number 7. Do any of the trustees have any questions or comments regarding the written reports? Again, those are items 7A through 7G. Hearing none, we're going to move to agenda item number 8. President's report number 178. We will now move to the report. President Freeman, will you please present the report?
Of course. Thank you, Trustee Gales. The following items have been moved to consent agenda. Agenda item 8A1, fiscal year 2025, NIU Foundation Professional Services Contract. Agenda item 8A2, Intercollegiate Athletics Air Charter Services for football and men's and women's basketball teams. Agenda item 8A3, Media Buying Services. Agenda item 8A4, NIU Rockford Boiler Replacements. Agenda item 8A5, Stevenson Residential Complex Delivery Dock Area Repairs. Agenda item 8A6, Jordan Center Building Addition. And agenda item 8A7, U.S. Geological Survey Research Partnership Renovation Project Budget Increase.
Thank you. Thank you. May I have a motion to approve the consent agenda items as read by President Freeman?
So move, Wasowitz.
Second, Athus.
Folks, we have any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries.
Information items 8B1 through 8B11 were discussed at the May 9th, 2024 committee meetings. Is there interest from our board members in revisiting any of these forwarded information items?
No, and just for the purposes of the public, we've gone over these items a number of times, so if there's no questions, it's natural.
Hearing none, because we did such a thorough job in May, I will move to items directly from the president. Agenda items 8C1 through 8C10 are being presented to the board directly from the president and have not been previously considered by the Board of Trustees. Members of the university leadership team look forward to answering any questions and addressing any concerns regarding these items. Agenda item 8C1, fiscal year 2025 non-represented staff salary increment allocation guidelines. As noted by the University Advisory Committee, the board and the president place a high priority on the human resources of this university. And accordingly, we've developed an internally funded plan to provide increments in fiscal year 25 to represent the importance of salary increases in our resource-constrained environment. In accordance with Board of Trustees regulations, annual salary increment guidelines are approved by the Board of Trustees. The recommended salary increment guideline for non-represented staff is to incorporate a 3% across the board salary increase to be implemented on and effective July 1st, 2024. Eligibility is clarified in the item. The university recommends that the Board of Trustees approve the fiscal year 2025 non-represented staff salary increment allocation guidelines.
Before we ask for a motion to approve, I just want to recognize that Trustee Herrera has entered 9:21 a.m. May I have a motion to approve?
So move, Wasowitz.
Is there a second?
Second, Butler.
Any discussion on this item? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Agenda item 8C2, fiscal year 2025 non-represented faculty salary increment allocation guidelines. As I noted just a minute ago, the Board of Trustees regulations require that annual salary increment guidelines are approved by the board. The recommended salary increment guideline for non-represented faculty is to incorporate a 3% across-the-board salary increase to be implemented on and effective July 1st, 2024. Eligibility is clarified in the board item. The university recommends that the Board of Trustees approve the fiscal year 2025 non-represented faculty salary increment allocation guidelines.
May I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Butler.
Second, Moore.
Any discussion?
So we have this, I'm sorry, Montel, so this goes back to December 31, so from the beginning of the year, beginning of the calendar year, we're doing this.
Is your question, when does it start?
Yeah, I'm just looking at this here, so it's basically January 1, so anybody that was here at that point. Okay.
Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Agenda item 8C3, recommendations for faculty tenure and or promotion effective 2024-25. This item is for two individuals who were hired at the rank of professor with tenure after our May meeting of the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee. The two individuals are Ivan Small in the Department of Anthropology and Mohammed Sadeh in Engineering Technology. The university recommends that the Board of Trustees approve the recommendations for faculty tenure and or promotion effective 2024-2025.
Before I ask for a motion on this matter, I've got to remind Trustee Moore that you will need to abstain from voting on this item. May I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Wasowitz.
I need a second.
Second, Ferrero.
Any discussion on this item? First of all, I'd just like to say congratulations to these folks before we move forward. Ms. Storr, will you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athus.
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima. Vice Chair John Butler.
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Yes.
Trustee Tim Moore.
I abstain.
Trustee Leland Strom. Trustee Eric Wasowitz.
Yes.
Board Chair Montel Gales.
Yes. Motion carries.
Agenda item 8C4, Ungerbach Event and Venue Management Software Renewal. The Division of Outreach Engagement and Regional Development is requesting approval to renew the university's current event and venue management software, Ungerbach, for an additional four-year period. The new contract will take place effective July 1st, 2024 through June 30th, 2028, to be billed annually, not to exceed $575,000 over the course of the full 4 years. This software enables the university to efficiently plan and execute and evaluate a wide range of events, including academic conferences, trainings, camps, and social events at on-campus facilities, NIU satellite campuses, and off-site venues. The university's current engagement with Ungerbach is the result of a competitive request for proposal, RFP, in 2018. The contract was renewed annually with single-year agreements that fell within the presidential approval level. With four extensions remaining under the existing award, the division has instead negotiated a four-year renewal to secure cost savings over the prior annual renewals. The institutional funding, as previously stated, is not to exceed $575,000 over the period, and the university recommends Board of Trustees approval of the request to enter into a four-year renewal with Ungerbach Systems International, LLC, through fiscal year 28.
May I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Herrero.
Second, Athus.
Any discussion on this item? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries.
Agenda item 8C5, out lease with prospective tenant at NIU Naperville with NIU as leasor. The university is requesting to establish a new out lease for available space at the NIU Naperville campuses campus located at 1120 East Deal Road in Naperville. The prospective leasee is an Illinois-based statewide association. Envisioned terms would include an initial 15-year agreement with two optional five-year extensions for about 29,000 square feet of office space at the Naperville campus. The agreement would include authorizing the tenant to fund and complete renovation improvements to reconfigure the space to best meet their needs. This renovation effort may be of a possible magnitude of $3.2 million. In addition, gross revenue to the university during the initial 15-year term may be in the order of $8.5 million. The lease rate negotiated is considered fair and reasonable based on market conditions in the Naperville vicinity and the length of the lease, as are the associated broker commission expenses estimated to be in the magnitude of $1 million. The university recommends Board of Trustees approval of the request to lease available space at the Naperville campus and pay associated broker commissions not to exceed $1 million.
May I have a motion to approve?
So move, Wasowitz.
Second, Moore.
Any discussion on this item?
Yeah.
Trustee Attis, I'll come back.
Is the main idea of this association or what they do, is it compatible with what we do? Is it something that...
It is. I know that we're not at a point where we can release their identity, but I think we can give a general indication of the sector there. And is that correct, Vice President Kachonis?
That's correct. We can say that it has to do with healthcare, the healthcare sector, and we feel like it is in alignment with our mission.
Okay, and that's something we always consider when leasing one of our facilities.
Always.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Trustee Wasowitz.
So, and we already have a signed agreement with them, or we're in negotiation with them?
We don't sign an agreement without board approval. Well, that would be not okay.
Once we do that.
We have been in negotiations regarding terms, and we're comfortable with what's in the agenda is consistent with what will be in a contract to be signed in the near future.
Okay. So, but we're pretty confident that this is going to happen, though, as far as them signing.
You know, the question is, are we confident that this is going to happen with them signing? And I think, you know, the answer is we would not bring it to the board if we did not have a high level of confidence. But, you know, something could happen. Like, we don't anticipate that, but.
I mean, there's risk in everything to do, so it's just minimizing risk, so.
I mean, there's a lot of upside here.
Yeah, no, I know there is. I see that. I can do the math.
Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, I'm going to call a question. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries.
Agenda item 8C6 is the fiscal year 2025 university internal budget. Annually, the university seeks the board's approval of the internal budget for the next fiscal year. Consistent with the preliminary budget summary presented to the Finance Audit Compliance Facilities and Operations Committee in May, this fiscal year 25 internal budget request represents an initial strategy to manage through a significant deficit while the university community identifies expense reductions and revenue opportunities in launching a multi-year planning and budgeting strategies towards a sustainable university budget. The fiscal year 25 recommended internal budget presented for board consideration includes $439.4 million in expenses against $423.9 million in anticipated revenue. This item highlights the alignment between implemented budget strategies and the university goals, and also reconciles the fiscal year 24 projected operating deficit of $32.2 million to an improved fiscal year 25 projected deficit of $15.4 million. The proposed budget was constructed using projections based on known or anticipated factors and conditions. Accordingly, the budget does not reflect unknowns such as the implication of the flawed FAFSA rollout. If the FAFSA issues profoundly impact NIU's enrollment and revenue projections, we will need to take additional actions to achieve the proposed budget. The university will continue our practice of providing the board quarterly budget updates. The recommendation is that the university recommends the Board of Trustees approve the fiscal year 2025 university internal budget.
Again, may I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Davis.
Second, Herrera.
Is there discussion on this item?
Yeah, so the, I mean, I know there's an enormous amount of work that's gone into this, and I just want to say thank you to President Freeman and your team, George, and your team, and this is a group effort. We got a lot of work to do. I mean, it's been a lot of work to get us to this point, but we have a lot more work to do. So, but I commend everyone for everything you've been doing so far, and we got more work to do, that's for sure.
We appreciate the confidence and support of the board, their willingness to work with us and to allow us to continue to invest in our employees and work through the budget deficit by realizing revenue as well as cutting expenses. And we're just very, very grateful for the support of the board.
Fantastic. Trustee Athens?
And I just wanted to second those comments and really commend you and George for the extremely aggressive but thoughtful way that this is being addressed. It's a difficult problem, and I feel extremely confident that we have the right staff working on it.
Yes, yes.
So thank you.
And I'm just going to add one small comment to it as well. We saw some great numbers, cutting of the deficit, et cetera. I don't want everybody to sit back and rest on their laurels. We still have work to do for preceding years. We're in good shape this year. We're looking better, but we still need you to sharpen your pencils and stay mindful of the deficit that we do face. But I am happy with these numbers. With that said, we've got a motion.
Could I make a quick comment,
yes,
Montel?
Yes. And good morning.
I'm sorry.
It's God.
Good morning. Yeah. This is Dennis Barcima.
Out of nowhere.
The voice of Dennis, the voice of God.
I'm sorry I can't be there in person today, but I am on the video call. But I would just, as the chairman of the FACFO committee, I would just echo the comments that were made. I give great credit. We had a goal for fiscal year 25 of reducing the budget by 50%, and we have a plan to do that. One thing I wanted to point out, which, unless I have an old copy, which I don't think I do, on page 72, I think there's a typo. It says that towards the bottom, it says that the planned goal to achieve a balanced budget in FY 25 will require increases in revenues, decreases in expenses, et cetera. I believe that's a misprint. I think that the planned goal to achieve a balanced budget is for fiscal year 26. Am I correct on that, President Freeman?
You are correct. We hope to identify the strategies during fiscal year 25 to allow us to balance the budget in fiscal year 26.
Right, so I just want to make sure that we correct the language on page 72 to reflect that the planned goal is to achieve a balanced budget in FY 26, not FY 25. We will need everybody's help to achieve the plan that we're putting forward here for FY 25, which is, still showing a deficit of 15 plus million. Reaching a balanced budget in FY 25 would be great, but yes. I don't think we're going to see that. So.
Trustee Barcima,
just wanted to point that out.
Thank you. Thank you for catching that. And before we proceed, I want to give Mr. Perry an opportunity to make a comment.
Yeah. Just to be clear, Trustee Barcima is remote today and does not meet the requirements for attendance under the OMA. So his comment, while valid, he's not voting on this item and is not a part of the meeting.
No.
Okay. But he is kind of like
thank you
when he shows up like that.
I think I'm at the stage right now. If I'm not mistaken, I need to call for a vote. So all those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any objections? Motion carries.
Trustee Gales?
Yes?
I don't mean to interrupt, but can I go back to the salary increment item just to clarify something very quickly? Just to be clear, the salary increments for both faculty, unrepresented faculty and staff go into effect on July 1st. The December 31st date that Trustee Wasowitz was referring to was the date by which you had to be employed to get that increment. So I just want to make clear, it's not going, it's not retro back to January 1st.
No, because that would be illegal in the state of Illinois.
It's correct in the board book. I just wanted to make sure that it was on the record.
Thank you for that clarity.
Agenda item 8C7, proposed amendments to the Board of Trustees regulations regarding faculty and administrative employees, financial matters, and physical facilities. Article 4, Section 7 of the Board of Trustees regulations provides in part that board regulations may be adopted at any regular meeting by majority vote of the total current voting membership of the board after it has sought the advice and recommendation of the president and, through the president, the advice of the university advisory committee and of such faculty and staff as the president deems necessary. The regulations may be amended at any regular meeting of the board by majority vote of the total current voting membership of the board, provided that notice of the intention to amend the regulations has been presented in writing at least 3 days preceding that meeting. Members of the Board of Trustees, the president, and members of the University Advisory Committee may propose amendments to the board regulations. In furtherance of these provisions, former Chair Trustee Eric Wasowitz asked the Office of General Counsel and the Office of the President to conduct an initial comprehensive review of the board regulations in conjunction with the board bylaws and other governing documents of the board and university, and then submit a proposal for consideration to amend the board regulations. Agenda item 8C7 is that proposal. Per the Board of Trustees regulations, it is recommended that the board approve the proposed amendments to the regulations by a vote of at least 6 affirmative votes at the June 20th, 2024 regular meeting of the Board of Trustees. And I'll note that Vice President and General Counsel Brian Perry, along with members of the senior leadership team, are prepared to answer your questions regarding the proposal.
May I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Butler.
Second, Moore.
Is there any discussion?
This is a lot of work to go through all this, so.
This was a lot of work to go through all of this. And I want to thank members of the board as well as the staff who've got us to this stage. Hearing no further discussion, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? And the motion carries.
Agenda item 8C8, proposed amendments to board regulations regarding commitment to ethical conduct and whistleblower protection, as well as revocation of outdated NIU whistleblower policy. On December 15, 2016, the Board of Trustees established and approved an NIU whistleblower policy to solidify the university's commitment to conducting its dealings ethically and legally, as well as assuring that any employee who in good faith reports suspected or alleged legal or ethical violation will be protected from retaliation under such policy. Since that time, implementing a university-level compliance and ethics program and fostering an organizational culture that is ethical and accountable have been identified as board priorities and presidential goals. A recent review of the board's NIU whistleblower policy revealed that it contained some outdated information. With the improvements that the university has made in ethics and compliance recently, including a fully developed ethics and accountability in the workplace policy, which covers whistleblower protections at NIU, and the establishment of an ethics and compliance office, there does not appear to be a need for a separate NIU whistleblower policy from the board. Still, the board wishes to signify its continuing commitment to whistleblower protection and the conducting of university business and affairs in an ethical and legal manner. As such, it is recommended that the board amend its regulations to include provisions that address such and document these commitments. A draft is presented here for the board's review and consideration and placement in Section 7 of the board regs, Other Operational Matters.
May I have a motion to approve?
Wait, can I need the, recommendation?
Forgive me.
The university recommends that the Board of Trustees revoke the NIU whistleblower policy as it is now outdated information and superfluous to the university's ethics policy and administrative structure for handling such ethics and whistleblower issues in the Ethics and Compliance Office.
Madam President, when I heard that hesitation, I thought you were finished with that sentence. Forgive me. With that said, may I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Butler. Second, Mort.
Any discussion on this item? Trustee Butler.
I would just add that as someone who was a trustee at the time in which this policy was developed and adopted by the board, I've been sort of very closely watching the trajectory of this new language, and I'm very satisfied with it. I'm also satisfied with the institution's infrastructure for managing concerns and the provisions specifically laid out for whistleblowers. So I'm confident this is a good change. What we don't want are two different policies and then a lot of confusion as to where to go to address those issues. So I'm very pleased with this item, and I think we've come a long way on this issue.
And from our board historian, if he's pleased, I'm pleased, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good thing to bring up here, because John is, I mean, as much as we call you the board historian, I mean, you were there and you knew what was going on at the time, and there's certain reasons for doing things, and now we have all that addressed.
Yes, and all the same routes are still there for mm-hmm. someone who has a concern, can go to the same routes that they were able to prior to this. It's just it's cleaner and it's more sensible. People will understand where to go and what's going to happen when they go there.
Very good. Any other comments? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any objections? Motion carries.
Agenda item 8C9, proposed amendments to the university facility naming policy. In 2016, the NIU Board of Trustees, University Administration, and leadership of the NIU Foundation undertook a concerted effort to update the board regulations related to the naming of physical facilities and establish the groundwork for a more comprehensive policy on the naming of university facilities. In 2019, the Board of Trustees formally approved the university facility naming policy. Since then, the policy has remained relatively unchanged. University and NIU Foundation senior administration have recently met to discuss needed material changes to the university facility naming policy to modernize the policy, clarify roles and authority for naming recommendations, and to allow for much needed advancements in the manner in which naming opportunities are handled. The purpose of this board item is to propose amendments to the university facility naming policy for these purposes. Most notably, the NIU Foundation is engaged in a new fundraising campaign and discovered through benchmarking that term limits can create an impediment when related to naming physical buildings. Accordingly, it is proposed to remove naming term limits for buildings. Additional changes are highlighted in the item and detailed in a redlined version of the proposed amendments attached to this board item for easy reference. The university, in conjunction with the NIU Foundation, recommends that the Board of Trustees approve this request to amend the university facilities naming policy per the board regulations as outlined in the body of the board item described above and represented in the redlined edits in the attached document.
Before I ask for a motion to approve, I'd like the record to reflect that 9:43 a.m., Trustee Strom has entered the meeting. May I have a motion to approve?
So move, Wasowitz.
Second, Appice.
Is there any discussion on this item?
So, Montel, I feel like this is something that we've matured in this area here, and that this is kind of a good next step for us as far as naming and things like that. So I know it's come up before in the past, and President Freeman, any other thoughts on this at all?
Thank you, Trustee Wasowitz, for recognizing that the university has certainly matured in terms of its philanthropic orientation and capabilities, and also that the field of college and university philanthropy has moved forward from past practices that were not beneficial.
Any other comments? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any objections? Motion carries.
Agenda item 8C10 is an information item. It is a presentation from the College of Health and Human Sciences Dean Kelly Fiala, and we're happy to have Dean Fiala here to give an update on the college.
Thank you for the opportunity to provide an update on the college. Before doing so, I wanted to share a little bit about myself. If I could get the next slide, please. So prior to getting started at NIU, I spent almost 20 years at Salisbury University, which is a regional comprehensive in the university system of Maryland. And some of the work that I'm most proud of is being the founding dean of their College of Health and Human Services. We also launched a grant-focused Center for Healthy Communities and expanded our enrollment in our healthcare programs. So all of my education, if I could get the next slide, all of my education and employment has been at state universities, and that's a really important part of my identity. For me, NIU takes those experiences to the next level. As a first-generation college student, I really feel at home here at NIU, and I'm so proud of the work that we're doing to support our students. This past Sunday, I celebrated my one-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. If I could get the next slide. For some background on the college, we have nearly 2,400 students in a variety of programs, and 13 of these are accredited, leading to licensure. So some examples of the programs that we offer include medical laboratory science, public health, audiology, nursing, rehabilitation counseling, human development and family sciences, and you'll hear about some more of our programs throughout the presentation. Mm-hmm. So when I arrived this past fall, if I could get the next slide, we started a strategic planning process, and we moved forward with the SOAR framework so we could focus on forward thinking, focusing on our potential. And at our welcome back meeting, we put faculty and staff together in small groups where they focused on our strengths and opportunities and reported out to the group. Then throughout the year, in the fall and spring semesters, I held several information sessions, gathered information, and we identified our uniqueness and our common goals, and drafted a mission and vision statement. Next slide. So they're pretty intense statements if you look at them, but I'm so proud of the work that we did because it represents the college as a whole. And what I like to focus on with the mission statement is the outcome, and that outcome is to expand a qualified and diverse workforce and ensure human thriving. And with the vision statement, again, very proud of it, but I really focus on the start of it, which is that catalyst for societal transformation to achieve health equity and well-being for all. So truly aspirational. So we also, if I could get the next slide, we also put together 8 strategic priorities. And so we consider 5 of those as central themes you'll see in the middle. Today I'm going to focus on 3 of these, but they're all truly integrated. So I'm going to focus on student recruitment and retention, faculty and staff collaboration and development, and promoting a reputation as a trusted resource, which is our community engagement priority. And you'll see other priorities, including innovation and upgrading our facilities on there. And we approach each of these with an eye towards diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility, interprofessional practice and education, and access and affordability. And those are represented with circles around the core for us. And it's really important to note that the college's strategic priorities align nicely with the university goals. So if we dive into the recruitment and retention on the next slide, we are supported through a health resources and service administrated grant as a subawardee of UIC. And we are the Northeast Illinois Area AHEC, or Area Health Education Center, here at Northern Illinois University. And what this is a matching grant that focuses on the recruitment and retention of students in healthcare and diversifying that healthcare workforce. So it aligns really nice with us. This spring, we hosted the leadership of Illinois Community Colleges and discuss strategies to support seamless transitions of their students into NIU programs. Through AHEC, we also supported students through mentoring programs and also funded faculty and staff initiatives that assist student engagement. On the next slide, you'll see that we also formalized our pre-health professions programming by coordinating co-curricular experiences in research, leadership, test prep, mock interviews for those students seeking advanced degrees in healthcare. And this program supports students regardless of their NIU major, so not just CHHS students. In addition, our School of Nursing faculty and staff launched the Black Student Nurse Organization, and our pre-health profession staff supported a student application to Alpha Epsilon Delta, the National Health Pre-Professional Honors Society. We also worked closely with our Black Alumni Association and began an outreach program to our Black alumni to encourage participation as mentors, guest speakers, clinical site preceptors for our current students. And this initiative was expanded to our Hispanic and Latino alumni. On the next slide, we are truly excited about our Health Technology Center that's on the horizon. And we also continue to utilize WERTS for our programming and classes. And so we're currently doing some cosmetic updates and leveraging the foundation funds to strengthen our brand identity in the space. And what we're seeing is this is really increasing the sense of belonging with students. We even have our Nutrition and Dietetics Husky Harvest program has made WERTS a site so students can get free hot meals in between classes. If we look at the next slide, you'll see some photos of our simulation space in the control room. So last summer, our School of Nursing moved out to our Wellness and Literacy building, and so these were some major renovations that happened in preparation for that move. In our School of Nursing, the faculty and staff are really enjoying, and students are really enjoying being out there among other healthcare programs. It is certainly enhancing that professional socialization and our interprofessional education opportunities. So another renovation we've got going on this summer out at Wellness and Literacy is an expansion of our physical therapy lab. And so that just wrapped up the physical expansion. We still have some technology to get in place, wrapped up, and classes started this past Monday for the next cohort. So on the next slide, we have our second priority, which is supporting our faculty and staff. And one of the things I'm most proud of is the development of special interest groups, or SIGs, to create transdisciplinary teams that complete projects and pursue external funding for their specific areas of expertise. And it's important to note that the SIG team members are not just College of Health and Human Sciences faculty. There's faculty from three other colleges across the university and outside experts in our community that are helping support this work. Also this past year, our Associate Dean Rachel Gordon spearheaded NIU's involvement with the Mid-American Conference to seek to emulate the Big Ten's research focus. And what we've done is hosted a virtual conference this spring and are planning an in-person event where we're bringing researchers together across the conference to collaborate around maternal, child, and reproductive health equity. Overall, last year, CHHS faculty earned nearly $4.5 million in external awards. And this year, we're currently at $2.8 million, on track to exceed those 2023 totals. So we're really excited about that. If I could get the next slide. In addition to pulling faculty together to strategic plan and work on research, we've also done a lot of professional development in the area of teaching, diversity, equity, inclusion, accessibility, and in leadership development. And this year we've worked on evaluating equity in teaching and service workload, increasing our utilization of open access resources, improving our engagement in online classes, developing our cultural humility and intercultural communication skills, and understanding systemic inequities has a few examples. I also sought administrative staff input on a reorganization to increase our effectiveness and efficiency of our support structure. And with their feedback, we have that new system in place. If I could get the next slide. So the third core strategy I wanted to highlight is developing that reputation as a trusted resource. And for me, that starts by focusing and showcasing the expertise of our faculty. And so I wanted to highlight a handful of faculty who received awards this year. And I had the pleasure of going to Cleveland to celebrate Dr. Courtney Hughes as she received the Outstanding Faculty Award for Student Success from the Mid-American Conference. Still don't know what to do with that institutional trophy, but it's gigantic, so we'll have to find a place for it. And on the slide, you'll see some of our other recipients. We've also been more assertive about getting our faculty into the news as consultants and human interest stories. So some examples of this are relationship advice and healthy eating. And we did a few of those around the Thanksgiving time. So if I could get the next slide. Another important development is to increase our community connection was the establishment of a CHHS advisory board. And this was something that was very important to me. And when I sent out invitations to invite people to the board, I was so humbled by the response. I've never been rejected so nicely. No, I'm just kidding. But I had a lot of acceptances too. And so we've got just an amazing inaugural board with some incredible practitioners and community members. And this board has supported us with Huskies United. They started new scholarships. They're serving as community ambassadors for the college. And they contributed to our strategic planning process. So I'm looking forward to continuing to work with this group of folks. And on the next slide, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention some of the direct services that we provide to our community. So last year, we served over 6,500 patients in our clinics, and nearly a quarter of these clients seen at our wellness and literacy clinic are covered by Medicare. And then on the next slide, we also take a lot of pride in our Child Development and Family Center, which was recognized as a member of the Gold Circle of Quality for Accelerate Illinois. And it really does warm my heart when I see the videos and hear from the students about they would not be able to pursue their college degree without this service. And so it's a really important service that we provide. And the other thing, like our clinics, the center is an internship site for our students, and they're able to see their faculty and staff in action. And I think that's a really important part of who we are in developing those young professionals. So on the last slide, just some feel-good pictures. And you know, I really truly appreciate the opportunity to highlight some of the work that we've done in those areas of recruitment and retention, faculty development, faculty and staff development and support, and that community engagement. And it's been such an honor to lead this team, and it's an incredible team. And I am truly motivated by our vision to have health equity and well-being for all. But we know we have a lot more work to do in order to achieve that. So we're looking forward to continuing our work in support of our students and the community. And I'm happy to take any questions that you might have.
Dean, first of all, great presentation. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Do we have some questions from trustees? I do have one from you, then I'll come down. Who was that, Veronica? Was that you?
Yes.
Okay. Wanted to know just your assessment. How has COVID affected us in this area? Are we able to say that the ship has been righted now? Or are we?
There's still some work to do. I think you know, certainly it's drawn some people to the healthcare professions that might not have noticed before.
Do you think those folks have changed? Does that look? Of the student, the type of student that we're attracting, is that changing?
It is changing. And honestly, it really comes down to the preparation that they have as they come to us. And they're, you know, we haven't had the experience of having retention issues in healthcare for a long time because we've always just accepted the cream of the crop, the top students. So now we're thinking about things differently and we're putting more support structures in place to help students through the professional phases of the program. So it used to be a little bit more highly selective on the onset and not a lot of supports, kind of make or break and on the way in, and that's not the case anymore. We have to make sure that we're committed to making sure that the students succeed. It is incredible, though, because it is changing the look of our workforce, and that's really important to patients and clients.
Yeah, just know from going through whatever we went through those 2 years that, you know, the healthcare profession took such a beating.
Yeah.
And I know it couldn't have been a shot in the arm for the profession. I just wanted to see if it had righted itself at this point.
Yeah, I think we are rebounding in enrollment. Mm-hmm. So, for example, our nursing class has the capacity to bring in 78 a year, and we have 78 this year. Physical therapy, 36, and we've hit those thresholds again. So it's been a while since we've been there, so we're excited to see what that looks like, and we are supporting students differently in their professional programs.
Very good. I promised Trustee Herrera, and then I'll come back and get you.
Thank you. My question is related.
Yeah.
So with COVID, I know that, you know, now we have, well, we've been suffering from a shortage of healthcare professionals. How is your team, or how is the university working with healthcare institutions to get the pipeline back? And are we being intentional? Are we doing some incumbent, recruitment, right? Because there are a lot of folks that are in perhaps non-clinical that want to get into clinical. In institutions, are we working with them? What other ways are we looking to help them build their pipeline?
Yeah, I think that Community College Link is going to be really important to us because of the people that don't want to physically come to a campus for a four-year experience. So if we can capitalize on that. The other thing that I'm trying hard in Illinois is to establish relationships with agencies to support student loan repayment. So I'm not seeing that as aggressively here, and so we've started talking, and that's how people are going to be competitive with getting the workforce, because they could help me do the recruiting by saying they're going to enter a loan repayment agreement for 2 years with a student on the onset. And so, you know, the cost of the education, that access and affordability is really important to us, and making sure that we're getting enough scholarships and we're getting the opportunities for students. So another part of having the advisory board too, because I don't always know what's happening in industry. And our board chair is a chief nursing officer. And so she hires all the time, and she was seeing the rebound, and that they're not struggling as much, and that, you know, they're having to do more with the orientations and getting people to where they need to be. But they're starting to see that rebound as well. But we're facing, you know, mass retirements in healthcare too. So it's got to be a partnership. It can't just be higher ed solving it.
Sorry, just one follow-up question. You mentioned community colleges. Mm-hmm. So are you accepting ADN credits? Are they counting towards the bachelor's degree, or what is the transfer of credits looking like?
Yeah, we can transfer the 2 years worth of credits towards the bachelor's degree. What, you know, again, I like, all of our strategic priorities are intertwined, because we really need to think about how we're delivering our program and how we are accessible to those students that are coming in transfers, and we don't want to add a year to their college education. So I'm doing a tour. I start with College of DuPage in 2 weeks to start thinking about what are we willing to accept. And, you know, it's been a real honor to be in healthcare education right now, because people are doing things and committing to things that they didn't do historically. And so it's been fun to think about how do we best support the student instead of worrying about our best interests, because we need providers in the community. So those negotiations are a little bit easier than they have been historically. And our faculty thinking about course equivalency is a little bit easier than they have. So I'm looking to capitalize on that in the next couple of years. Yes.
Trustee Strong.
Really appreciate the presentation too, and it's such an important area in healthcare and the university's role in this. But I'm curious, in the enrollment of just under 1,900 undergraduate and just over 500 graduate, what's been the enrollment trend in this department over the last, say, 5 to 10 years, and how does that compare with the overall trend of the university? I mean, we've had roughly a 35% drop in enrollment over the last decade. How does it compare to the university as a whole?
So we've been tracking similar to the university as a whole.
Okay.
And I just looked at my confirmed for next year's class year to date, and we are even despite the FAFSA. So I'm excited. I'm not, you know, counting my chickens before they hatch, but I think we're ready to come back up. And like I said, we're, for the first time, sometimes it doesn't matter how many students come to NIU for our programs. It matters how many get into the professional phase, and that we're keeping that capacity there. And so we're starting to see that turnaround again, too. So I'm really optimistic about the numbers that we could produce and graduate.
Yeah, yeah, because this is a field where there's so much demand.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Any other questions? Yes, trustee.
So, by the way, thank you for this. Very informative, that's for sure. By the way, the picture of the building for the Campus Child Care Center, is that a building that, is that our building?
Mm-hmm.
Where is that?
I'm trying to get my bearings, so I should know.
I've
right?
never
it's
seen
it. It's kind
that.
Of like this way. Is it? It's across from the Alumni Center.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Where All right. I? Wow. Okay.
This ish way.
Yeah.
Oh,
somewhere
yeah.
over there.
There's the tower. That way.
Okay. But my question is, so we have 78. That is it, that's our max that we can bring in is 78 in the cohort, you were saying?
It is our max right now. Okay. And so we want to explore that, but we needed to get back up to that capacity first and make sure that we're retaining those students, putting our efforts into that. We certainly, clinical sites are not as big of a barrier. We're trying to be a little bit thoughtful about the size of classes that faculty can handle. Faculty, hiring nursing faculty is really the rate limiting factor for us there. And, you know, we are lucky to have all of our positions filled, but when you look at the number of courses taught by full-time folks versus adjuncts, it's about 50-50.
Yeah,
you know, we
that.
Have, it's so much instruction that's happening on a contract by contract basis. So it's tricky to negotiate because you want to serve the students that you're admitting.
So we have 78, looking forward to the new building, which was mentioned in your
yep.
slides there. So will we be able to increase capacity then once we get into the new building?
We do want to plan for more. We do want to plan for more. One of the things that, there's a lot of low-hanging fruit for us right now. So right now our nursing program is a 5-semester program. Mm-hmm. We could do more with a 4-semester program, but that takes a lot of curricular revisions. And we're going through new national standards for nursing essentials. So we're trying to meet those needs. Of course, the exam is changing as well. Everything's changing in nursing right now. So we're trying to make sure that we could continue to meet the needs, have the successful outcomes for the students that we have, and then grow, but plan for that in the new building.
Okay. So there's a possibility.
There's grow. A possibility.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Eric, I'm happy to report two of my grandchildren went to the daycare center almost a decade ago, and they turned out okay.
Very good. Very good.
It's a feeder program.
We'll Very take good. Them. We'll take them all.
Any other comments? Dean, thank you again.
Thank you
again. Great
thank
presentation.
You
thank you. We will now move to the chair's report, number 109. Item 9A is the fiscal year 2025 election of board officers and civil service merit board representative. May I have a motion to approve?
So made. Strom.
Second, Mort.
Is there any discussion on this item? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Perry, I'm going to turn this over to you at this point.
Thank you, Chair Gales. Every year, the board shall elect officers and other elected positions at the meeting proceeding to July 1st of each year, and we're at that time. So the board shall conduct elections today, and the election of chair and secretary will be by secret ballot. And ballots submitted for all the other executive officer positions shall not be by secret. Me, as general counsel, and the recording secretary will collect the votes, tally each one of them, and let you know who has been elected. So the first office we will start with today will be the election for chair for fiscal 25. Trustees, you should have ballots in front of you. And if you mark your ballot, once you signal that you're done, I will collect it, and Ms. Doyle and I will collect the ballots, count them, and let you know who's been elected chair for this upcoming fiscal year.
Can I just make a comment, Jim, with Council Perry?
Sure.
We need to let everybody know that per the board regulations, I am allowed to submit an absentee ballot, which I did.
Yeah, once we were collected and tallied the votes, I was going to mention that. But Trustee Barsima, again, is not participating because of OMA reasons, but the board bylaws do allow him or any trustee to participate by absentee ballot for good reason. As long as he notifies me in advance, sends the absentee ballot to me, and also to the recording secretary. So that's been accomplished. We have his ballot, and it will be counted today as part of the election tally, and his vote will be counted and help elect this slate of officers.
Thank you.
For fiscal 25, Trustee Gales has been reelected as chair. So now, trustees, would you mark your ballot for vice chair? For fiscal 25, for vice chair is Trustee Butler. Okay, trustees, you now have in front of you your ballot for secretary, so please mark that accordingly, and we will collect them and tally the votes. For fiscal 25, secretary is Trustee Dennis Barsima. Trustees, next ballot you have in front of you is for the University Civil Service Merit Board Representative. Please mark that accordingly, and I'll collect the votes. Trustee Butler. And the last ballot you have in front of you is for the fifth member of the Executive Committee. So please cast your vote for that, and we'll pick it up and count the votes. And the fifth member elected is Trustee Herrero. And that concludes fiscal 25 elections for board officers.
So let me jump in at this point and say thank you to my colleagues for their vote and their confidence. And I'd also like to say congratulations to those that were elected here today. Any one of us can sit in any of these seats. We're all equally yoked and talented. And again, I look forward to working with everyone. And I also want to pay homage to the chairs that came before me who have really laid a great groundwork, a good template of how to proceed with the governance of the board. So again, congratulations to all of us today. And none of us are losers, by the way. These are all winners. With that said, we're going to go to item number 9B.
The resolution honoring Trustee Tim Moore. And it says here for distinguished service to the NIU Board of Trustees, and that is correct. Distinguished service. May I have a motion to approve?
So move, Wasowitz.
Is there a second?
Second, Strom.
Is there any discussion? I believe there will be.
Well, Mr. Chair, we usually read the resolution.
You want to read the resolution first?
I have in the past. I'd be happy to if you'd like me to.
They changed the order on me here, but go ahead, please.
So we usually bring the honoree to the podium, and then I or someone else reads it. The other thing is there is a much nicer version of this that's to be framed in Dr. Streb's office waiting for the chair's signature.
Okay.
So
very good.
So Tim, don't leave the building without it. Yes. And remember, our pictures are being taken, so I have to hold this up. Okay, this is from the board. This is a resolution for Tim Moore for distinguished service to the Board of Trustees of Northern Illinois University. Whereas Tim Moore has faithfully served as a student member of the Northern Illinois University Board of Trustees from July 1st, 2022, through June 30th, 2024, having been elected by the NIU student body to two consecutive terms as the student trustee. Whereas prior to his appointment as student trustee, Tim Moore served in leadership roles representing students, including as a senator and Environmental Affairs Committee Chair in the NIU Student Government Association. And in those roles, he applied his commitment to improving student life, promoting the work of student organizations, and enacting sustainability solutions on campus. And whereas, as a member of the Board of Trustees, Tim Moore contributed valuable insights and information regarding the student perspective, serving as a member of the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs and Personnel Committee, the Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities and Operations Committee, and the Research and Innovation, Legal and Legislative Affairs Committee. And whereas Tim Moore is also a proud member of Phi Sigma Kappa Fraternity, serving that organization as its president and previously as its secretary and vice president, and participates in efforts to advance Greek life at NIU. And whereas during his time as a student trustee, Tim Moore pursued a Bachelor of Science degree in meteorology and participated in the NIU chapter of the American Meteorological Society, I practiced that, the AAA Association and the Indian Student Association. And whereas we, as his colleagues on the Board of Trustees, want to express our appreciation for his distinguished service to Northern Illinois University, be it therefore resolved that the board, that this resolution be presented to Tim Moore and a copy of this document be placed in the official files of the Board of Trustees as part of the permanent record of the university and the great state of Illinois, and as a lasting tribute to the accomplishments of Tim Moore, adopted in a meeting assembled this 20th day of June 2024, the Board of Trustees of Northern Illinois University.
Here, here.
Oh, I do want to start off. It's amazing you got meteorological first try. It took me about 3 years to say that within two or three tries. But yeah, I just wanted to say thank you to all of the board members for being there right by my side throughout this entire process. Had the pleasure of serving with Trustee Schramm as you kind of came on board, as well as Trustee Pritchard as he was on his way out. So very happy to be present for that. This was a great experience, one like no other. Not a lot of people get to say that they sat in meetings with the university president for 2 years talking about some pretty important stuff. So it's something I'm gonna hold for the rest of my life. I'm very fortunate for this opportunity. Very excited to graduate this upcoming spring and you know, get out in the real world. Yeah, not too many people say that they're actually excited. You know, they say they're excited, and then you talk about like job and everything, and then they're like, oh, okay, no, maybe not. but yeah, actually, definitely excited to just move up on everything. I definitely wouldn't be able to or be the person that I am without this experience. So, to the Board of Trustees, I sincerely thank you guys for everything.
I'm going to take liberty and start off, and then I'm going to go to you. First of all, great young man. Great young man. There's a lot that I'm looking forward to see with your career. One, yeah, graduation's coming up. It's going to come and go. Boom, it'll be a memory. But your professional career, the ethics that you take forward, the way you treat people, that's going to dictate your success in life. I expect to see you sitting in these seats probably another, 15, maybe 20 years, because about 15, 20 years. But I expect you to do that. And as you build up towards sitting back in this chair, remember the things that push NIU students forward. You know, we are first generation graduates, many of us. We have that little chip on our shoulder. We know that sometimes they'll look at us and say, well, you went to NIU. That's when you really put it to them, and you show what kind of man you are made of. Also, you're a great example to your colleagues. I know you're in the fraternity, et cetera. You've been a president, you've been a secretary. People watch what you do, and they're going to try to emulate what you do. So remember that even as you move forward in your profession. Be a good example, and I'm sure you will be. So with that said, I'm going to switch it over there. Trustee Schramm.
I was just also going to echo Tim. I mean, congratulations and thank you for your service. It's been a pleasure these last 9 months getting to visit with you. You and I have spent some one-on-one time talking about your goals, your future. For a period of a number of years, I served as a head of an executive leadership development program here in Illinois in developing agricultural leaders. My one thought and suggestion is you, this is a valuable opportunity for you to do that you've had here. Don't underestimate the value of this role, that resolution, as you go forward in your career. It will carry weight with those that seek to either employ you or work with you going forward. It will be a very valuable tool. So again, congratulations. Good luck to you in your future.
Any other comments? Trustee Butler. Oh, I'm sorry.
And like the donkey in the movie. Oh, in the background. Yeah, Tim, congratulations. And you probably will be sitting up here at some point in time. Hopefully we aren't when that happens.
I just want to be sitting some.
Yeah, exactly. Good point, Montel. So, but no, I think you have an opportunity now to take what you've learned here and now take that back over to Greek Row. And, you know, we put a lot of time and effort into revitalizing Greek Row, and now you can be a leader, especially with the knowledge with what you've learned here. Is going to be, could be really great stuff. So take that, move it forward. You got another year, and I know you're going to kick butt on that. And I'll just stop with saying that over the couple of years I was chair, while you were student, trustee as well, and there were a few times people had doubts on whether you'd make it to the meeting, but you know what? I never had a doubt in you. I had full faith in you the whole time, so.
No, he's going to have a great career. Okay, with that, and I believe we stopped short of the passing the motion, though.
No, we adopted it.
Okay. You have a comment?
Yes, I have a comment, or a few.
We'll let your frat brother.
We're not in the same fraternity.
No,
Sig Nu.
But I'm not. I'm not a super competitive member of the Greek community, so. Tim and I share some things in common. I was also president of my fraternity right before I became, at the time it was the student regent. I share that distinction also with Montel, who was on the board when it was the Board of Regents. So he and I have received one of these resolutions, and I remember that it was very special for me at the time. I also served 2 years on the board when I was a student. My favorite story about Tim, he doesn't know, but I confess I judged you a little in the first or second closed session. I was sitting across from you and you were intently looking at your laptop, and I kept thinking, what is so important that he has to look at his laptop? And then I sat next to you and I realized you were looking at weather patterns, radar weather patterns. Tim is a serious student of his discipline, meteorology, to the point that he actually watches weather patterns a lot, which is wonderful. And I'm very excited for you and your future, and hope to see you on TV at some point, giving us the weather accurately, I hope.
He'll be streaming. He won't be on TV. He'll be streaming.
Streaming. Yes.
Any other comments before we move on to item number 10? Tim, you'll be missed, but good luck to you.
All right, Tim.
As we move to item number 10, other matters, I want to take this opportunity to recognize Andrew Rogers for his service in leading our budgeting function. Andrew, I know we're going to miss you, man. We're going to miss you, but we're looking forward for great things for you in Texas. All right. With that said, are there any other matters requiring the attention of the board today? Hearing none, the next regularly scheduled meeting of the full Board of Trustees is September 19, 2024 at 9 a.m. At this time, we're going to be moving into closed session. The board needs to go into closed session. We do not plan to take up any new business following closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects
authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Closed session minutes matters as generally described under Section 2C21 of the Open Meetings Act. Collective bargaining matters as generally described under Section 2C2 of the Open Meetings Act. Litigation and risk management matters as generally described under Sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Real estate matters as generally described under Sections 2C5 and 6 of the Open Meetings Act. Student disciplinary cases matters as generally described under Sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Personnel matters as generally described under Sections 2C1, 2, 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act. Can I get a motion?
So move, Wasowitz.
Second, Moore.
Thank you. Thank you. Ms. Thor, will you please take the roll call vote to close the meeting?
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsema? Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Tim Moore?
Yes.
Trustee Leland Strom?
Yes.
Trustee Eric Wasowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Montel Gales?
Yes. We're not moving in closed session. We shall return.